Welcome to this daily PBJ devotional. This devotional is about 1 Corinthians 16. Now about the collection for the saints. You are to do as I directed the churches of Galatia. On the first day of every week, each of you should set aside a portion of his income, saving it up, so that when I come, no collections will be needed. Then, on my arrival, I will send letters with those you recommend to carry your gift to Jerusalem, and if it is advisable for me to go also, they can travel with me. After I go through Macedonia, however, I will come to you, for I will be going through Macedonia. Perhaps I will stay with you a while, or even spend the winter, so that you can help me on my journey wherever I go. For I do not want to see you now only in passing. I hope to spend some time with you if the Lord permits. But I will stay in Ephesus until Pentecost, because a great door for effective work has opened to me, even though many oppose me. If Timothy comes, see to it that he has nothing to fear while he is with you, for he is doing the work of the Lord, just as I am. No one, then, should treat him with contempt. Send him on his way in peace, so that he can return to me, for I am expecting him along with the brothers. Now about our brother Apollos, I strongly urged him to go to you with the brothers. He was not at all inclined to go now, but he will go when he has the opportunity. Be on the alert. Stand firm in the faith. Be men of courage. Be strong. Do everything in love. You know that Stephanas and his household were the first converts in Achaia, and they have devoted themselves to the service of the saints. Now I urge you, brothers, to submit to such as these and to every fellow worker and laborer. I am glad that Stephanas, Fortunatus, and Achaeus have arrived, because they have supplied what was lacking from you, for they refreshed my spirit and yours as well. Show your appreciation, therefore, to such men. The churches in the province of Asia send you greetings. Aquila and Prisca greet you warmly in the Lord, and so does the church that meets at their house. All the brothers here send you greetings. Greet one another with a holy kiss. This greeting is in my own hand, Paul. If anyone does not love the Lord, let him be under a curse. Come, O Lord! The grace of the Lord Jesus be with you. My love be with all of you in Christ Jesus. Amen. This is God's Word. This chapter brought this letter to the Corinthians to a conclusion. Tucked within these final thoughts, Paul said some things about Timothy in verses 10 and 11, and also the family of Stephanas, and they're described in verses 15 through 18. And those things that Paul said are worthy of our consideration for this devotional. Regarding Timothy, Paul wrote, this is verse 11 from the NIV, "No one then should treat him with contempt. The reason? He is carrying on the work of the Lord just as I am." Those last few phrases come from verse 10b from the NIV. And regarding the family of Stephanas, Paul commanded the church to submit to such people and everyone who joins in the work and labors at it. That's verse 16 in the NIV. The reason they should submit is that they have devoted themselves to the service of the Lord's people. And again, that's a quote from the NIV. We know that the Corinthian church played favorites among the Lord's servants because Paul addressed that favoritism way back in chapters 1 and 2. This kind of partisanship extended to the other servants of the Lord. In other words, there's Paul and Apollos, and the Corinthians kind of divided up themselves among which one they like better, and apparently that spread to their associates. Now, given what we know about Timothy from the New Testament, can you imagine treating him with contempt? And those are the words of the NIV from verse 11. Yet that seems to be the potential threat for the crazy Corinthians. Likewise, the family of Stephanas devoted themselves to serving God's people, But Paul was concerned that the Corinthians might not submit to them. Unfortunately, the Corinthians were not the only Christians down through time to mistreat servants of the Lord that they viewed as junior league or less than Paul and Apollos. Some church people won't accept ministry or instruction from the elders of their church or from other staff members. They only want to hear from the senior pastor. And that's the kind of attitude that Paul is addressing here in 1 Corinthians 16. This passage addresses that kind of attitude because all of us elders are servants of Christ, and we should be treated that way. If you decide to try a different church because your pastor isn't preaching on a particular Sunday, isn't that treating God's servants with contempt? If your elder contacts you and you don't return the call or the email, is that an appropriate way to treat the Lord's servant? If you think an elder or his wife is too direct in dealing with people, or too gentle, or too whatever, aren't you doing exactly what Paul told the Corinthians not to do to Stephanas and to Timothy? Verse 18 says, "Such men deserve recognition." As the senior pastor here at New Arbor, I get more praise than I deserve, and my brothers who also serve as elders with me don't get enough. If you're a member here in our church at New Arbor, you've been assigned an elder, and you will do well to listen to him. But how well do you listen to him? How well do you respond to his attempts to serve you? How can you show him and his family some love and appreciation, maybe even today? That's something to think about in terms of applying this final chapter in the book of 1 Corinthians. So let me encourage you to think about this today. How can you show love to elders and other servants in our church? Think about that today, and I'll see you next time. May God bless you. Hope you have a great day today.